You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. Today is the 25th of April 2019, a Thursday. All that transpired on Dalal Street yesterday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today is what we bring to you on this morning exercise appointment you simply cannot miss. Hopefully you've had a good cup of coffee. Let's start things off.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The S&P BSE Sensex snapped its three-day fall to post the best daily gains since the 12th of March 2019, largely led by short covering ahead of expiry today on Thursday. The index rallied by nearly 500 points on Wednesday, which recouped some of the losses made in the last two trading sessions. Similarly, on the Nifty 50, the index rallied 150 points to reclaim 11,700 levels, but it is still 130 points short from its record high of 11,856 recorded just last week. The rally in the index was led by short covering in most of the large cap names, popularly known as Hrithik stocks. Hrithik stands for the seven blue chips: HDFC Bank, Reliance Industries, Infosys, TCS, HDFC, ITC, and Kotak Mahindra Bank. Hrithik Roshan would be very happy. Presently, these seven stocks account for nearly 50% weightage on the Nifty. Neogen Chemicals Limited's initial public offering was subscribed 27% on the first day of bidding yesterday. The 132 crore IPO received bids for 11,67,595 shares against the total issue size of 43,29,038 shares, according to data from the National Stock Exchange. The rupee on the 24th of April declined by 24 paise to close at 69.86 against the American currency, weighed down by a strong dollar sentiment and high demand for the greenback from importers. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in the Indian markets for 974 crore rupees, while DIIs were net sellers to the tune of 657 crore rupees. The big news we bring to you today is again going to be from the earnings front. As many as 22 companies will be declaring their results for the quarter ended March, and that includes names like Axis Bank, Scient, India Bulls Ventures, Maruti Suzuki, Nestle India, Tata Steel, and Rallis India. Axis Bank profit for the quarter ended March 2019 is expected to be in the range of 1,500 to 2,300 crore rupees against a loss of 2,188.7 crore rupees in the same period last year. Maruti Suzuki PAT is likely to fall by 21% year on year to 1,611 crore rupees. And finally, Nestle India PAT is likely to rise by 4% year on year to 457 crore rupees. So that's Maruti Suzuki, Nestle India and Axis Bank among the stocks we'll be keeping a close eye on over the course of today. Now, quick look at the technical charts and what they're trying to tell us. Nifty has formed a bullish candle on the daily charts, which has come after three consecutive bearish candles. Going forward, 11,564 is a crucial level for bulls to sustain momentum, according to experts, who have also added that the correction phase may end if the index closes above 11,787. A close above 11,787 will take the index towards the recent swing high of 11,856 levels, which is also the lifetime high, and march ahead towards the 12,000 kinds of levels. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,578, 11,740, and 11,856. Maximum call OI placed at 11,800 and 12,000, and maximum put OI placed at 11,500 and 11,600. In addition to keeping a close eye on some stocks whose companies will be announcing quarterly results today, we'll also be taking a look at three other stocks over the course of today. Drug firm Ipca Laboratories yesterday said it has entered into a pact to buy Maharashtra-based Ramdev Chemical for 108.5 crore rupees. RPCL is engaged in the manufacturing and marketing of advanced drug intermediates, fine chemicals, custom synthesis molecules, and active pharmaceutical ingredients. The second stock will have an eye on will be Mahindra Finance, which yesterday reported an 87% rise in net profit to 588 crore rupees for the fourth quarter ended March 2019. The board has recommended a dividend of 4 rupees or 200% per share and also a special dividend of 2 rupees 50 paise aggregating 6 rupees 50 paise per share. That's 4 rupees plus 2.5 rupees. The next stock we'll be keeping a close eye on, ICICI Prudential Life Insurance, which yesterday reported a 23% decline in consolidated net profit at 261.02 crore rupees for the January to March quarter of 2018-2019. So ICICI Prudential Life Insurance, Mahindra Finance and Ipca Laboratories will have some of our attention over the course of today. And finally, to make this walk worth your while, we spoke to Bonanza Portfolio, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be three buy calls today. Mahindra and Mahindra Finance will have a buy call. Last trading price of 433 rupees 35 paise. The target we're looking at is 463 rupees with a stop loss placed at 416 rupees. For an upside of 8%. Piramal Enterprises has a buy call as well. Last trading price of 2,565 rupees. Target 2,770 rupees. Stop loss placed at 2,449 rupees for an upside of 8%. And finally, Dishman Carbogen has a buy call as well. LTP of 225 rupees 30 paise. Target 247 rupees. Stop loss 214 rupees. For an upside of 10%. Mahindra and Mahindra Finance, Piramal Enterprises and Dishman Carbogen will have buy calls from Bonanza Portfolio over the course of the day. Well, that's nearly everything you need to know before going into trade today on the 25th of April. Perhaps the stock market gods will smile upon you, and do write into us. mcpodcast@nw18.com is where you need to write in. I understand that I sometimes go very fast. I do apologize. Hopefully from now on, I will try and be slow. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.